I like myself, really. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. I like myself. Really, I do. I like myself. I think I'm a very wonderful, desirable, fantastic, enjoyable person. And whenever I do something silly, like I get excited about an idea and I want to tell you what the idea is and I want to tell you what it is so fast you can't understand me, I think, that's silly. If what I have to say is important enough to be heard, it should be important enough to be spoken articulately and carefully. Because to speak inarticulately and to speak not carefully is not a very good thing to do. Now, Ellen is just having a game with Rex. Rex brought a very special pillow to Ellen that Rex likes to put his head on because it makes him feel so good. And Ellen thought, no, she was going to take that away from Rex and tell him not to play with it. But instead of taking it away from Rex, she made the move to Rex as though we're going to play. And so Rex says, oh, great, we're going to play. And so he backs away and jumps around and gets excited. And Ellen is really not gaining her point, is she? By her very fact of running away, Rex is making her chase him. And so she finally chases him, and then she catches him. And he says, you want this? Take it. You know, he doesn't care. He picks up my shoes and brings them to me. He does all sorts of very interesting, valid things. But what do? We forget, and we act with less intelligence than a dog has. You know that? Now, I was listening to each of you as you were telling your escapades from the morning. And all of you have had escapades from the morning. And all of you have had escapades that were escapades because people were charmed by your accent, by your Swiss accent. They were not charmed by you as a person, but they were charmed by your Swiss accents. Now, that's not a compliment. If someone is charmed because you have a beautiful dress on, that's not a compliment. If someone is charmed because you are a beautiful person, that's a compliment. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's so easy to get excited because someone is charmed with our accent, and I ask you to let your accent go as much as possible, because the very thing that thrills you in Europe when a person comes into your community and speaks with perfect dialect, you think that he belongs there and you delight in talking with him. But when a person is struggling with their broken Swiss, their broken German, their broken French, their broken Italian, whatever it's broken, you say, oh, you know, you're just learning. And then they spend all their time talking to you about the language and about learning the language. And the people really don't give a hoot and holler in hell about the language. They want to learn about Switzerland. That's why they go to Switzerland. They don't come from America to learn about their language. They come from America to learn about Switzerland. And so they want to learn about Switzerland and all the beautiful things about Switzerland, all the beautiful places you have there and what have you. And so if you are wise, you will give them the grand tour of your area and let them feel that this was the most charming thing. Now, what's the most wonderful thing that you could do? You could take them into your home or into a home and let them see how a normal Swiss family lives and how a normal Swiss family speaks Swiss between themselves and how they share ideas between themselves and how they have Swiss attitudes between themselves. Now, when you come to America, do you want to see little Switzerland? You want to see big Switzerland in America? You want to see Swiss restaurants? You want to see Swiss stores? You want to see Swiss merchandise? No. You want to look at American merchandise. You want to look at things that are native of the land that you're visiting. Now, I assure you, and you'll see this readily, I'm taking you over to Beijing. And what's the first thing you want to do in Beijing? Because you're Swiss. Let's go see how the Swiss team is doing. Where is the Swiss team living? What's the Swiss team thinking? What's the Swiss community happy? Hey, one time, you can go to Switzerland anytime, but you can't go to Beijing every time. Why wouldn't you go and look at Beijing? Go look at the community. Go look at the city. It's a terrible city to look at, because right now it's fighting for touching everybody. So you go on the outskirts. You go to the little communities on the outskirts of Beijing, where the people are normal, where the people are Beijingites, the Chinese people living in their Chinese villages and their Chinese homes and living with their Chinese style of living. And you find it very charming. Oh, yes, you wouldn't understand them, but they would act in such a way that you could understand them. They wouldn't teach you Chinese, but they would say, would you like, no, I like this, you know. And so they pour you a glass of water. Or you say, I want a spoon or something. Or you say, you know, language is hard to come by when you don't know it. And so you're trying to communicate. So you communicate with the simple ways. So if you're going to go to China and be a Bovangta of the Chinese language and speak it beautifully and well and have the people listen to you and think that you're very communicative, you know, and very aware of their language, that's great. But when you go there and you absolutely know nothing, what are they going to do? What do little children do with other little children? How can they ever play together if they all speak different languages? They play together by doing things that mutually delight them. They'll take their car in the sandbox, and the other little kid says, and he comes with his car, and crunch, they go with their cars, because that's what they want to do. They want to have fun. They want to do all sorts of nonsensical things. And then the boy digs in the sand, so the other boy digs in the sand. Well, it doesn't take much intelligence to know how to dig in sand, you know? But the thing is, you follow what the other boy does, and he says, it's sand, you know, and the boy says, oh, this is Chinese, you know, whatever the word is for sand. But even if you don't get it, it doesn't matter. Now, I'm saying to each of us, wherever you go, if possible, and I know it's not something that you have worked with recently, but if possible, let your charisma shine so beautifully that everybody falls in love with you, not because they understand your words, or not because they know who you are or where you're from, but they sense your charisma. And when you walk into a room, you have a smile and a joy, and everybody wants to be around you and wants to be part of you. And they can't speak words, but they can communicate all sorts of good things. Love is easily communicated. When people love you, they just got a smile on their face and their joy in their heart, and they want to bring everything to you and offer you things. And if you say no, no is universal. And yes, up and down, you know, yes is universal too. And then, no, hand out in front of you, or handshake, yes, or kiss, you know, and hug. And there's lots of universal language things, and we can use it. But the thing is, whenever you do anything, be real careful. Be real careful, because you get so delighted in the humanistic attitude of things, because people are charmed by your Swiss attitude. And really, that's not a compliment. Are people charmed by your personality? Is your personality beautiful even without your Swiss accent? And if it is, then go for it. But don't make people ask you what your nationality is. Because if people have to ask you what your nationality is, you know that they're not really interested in you. Wow, you're great. Where did you learn all that stuff? You're fantastic, you know. You're remarkable. You're exceptional. It's fun, you know, and make nothing of it. Well, my father is a Swiss watchmaker, and I trained as a Swiss watchmaker under him, and I learned how to do very intricate little things, you know. Oh, bully for you, you know. My father was an American watchmaker, and I didn't learn anything from him because I wasn't allowed to go in the office. But, you know, what is your charisma? So, let's play the game. Let's play the game with our charisma being so fabulous that we just like being in our own company. You know, a lot of times you don't really like to be with yourself. You don't like to be alone, because you're not a very pleasant person to be with. Because you've always got to have stage center. You've always got to be number one above everybody else. You can be number one without being above anybody else, just because you're the best. People say, you're the best. I work at it, you know. You're the best. Thank you. You're the best. It takes one to know one. You know, you're the best. Now, I guess that maybe is the word. The word is humility. Humility is where you are, whoever you are, and you like yourself, whoever you are, and you don't have to pretend to be anybody else. And when you lack humility, you're always pretending to be something else. And it's not a very pleasant thing to pretend. Because when you pretend, then people don't know who you really are. And they sense, Anita, that's a lovely diamond ring you're wearing. My goodness sake. Well, that must be worth a lot. That's beautiful. Oh, I can imagine the fellow who gave you that really thought you were the greatest lady in the world. Anita, that diamond ring is fantastic. And then Anita says, well, to tell you the truth, it's costume jewelry, you know. It's not really real. And I say, okay. And everything. But if you can say to a person who admires something on you, like your diamond, mm-hmm. and you can say, do you really think that's a diamond? You know? You really think that's a... It is very pretty. It's very nice. And yes, I guess he would like me to give me something like that. But this was in my mother's jewelry box. I'm not sure. Maybe it's paste. Maybe it's real. Who knows? But it does look pretty, doesn't it? And Ellen has an aunt who has long gone to her rewards. And this aunt is a rich bitch, you know. She's a rich lady. And she always wore rich things. And she had a giant jewelry box on her bedside table. And in there, she kept her giant jewelry collection of very real diamonds and real stones and real rings and real. And she had another box next to it, and it was called her going out box, in which there were the paste. And so she only wore paste when she left the house. I think in the house she might have worn that stuff, but when she went out of the house, she only wore pretend. Now, who is she trying to fool? Who is she trying to fool? You know, if anyone would look at her and they would say, surely that can't be worth anything. You know, you wouldn't wear it if it was tremendously valuable. And that's what you want people to think. That's what you want people to think, that it must be tremendously valuable. Because if not, then you're just a game. You're just a charade of falsehood, you know, and you don't want to be that. You want to be for real. No. Can you be for real in everything you do? You can if you do just one thing. And what is that?
I like me.
Be myself.
I like me, right. Be yourself and have fun, but I like me. You see, when you like yourself, you don't have to put on a show. Mm-hmm. I go over and visit Ellen's grandchildren, and I sit there and I'm pleasant, and I'm bored because they're speaking Italian, very little English, and she doesn't do much to translate for them. In fact, she says, oh, they're just talking. Yeah, that's what I wanted to hear, but anyhow, she doesn't. And so I just sit there and I'm pleasant, and I do nice things, and I'll play with my computer and I'll do my things, you know. And the kids will come up to me individually, and they'll say, "I like you." Not because you're your grandma's friend, you know, but I like you. I just like you. I feel good with you. And now, why do they say that? Because I feel good with myself. I don't need them to come and amuse me and to be there. It'd be nice to talk with them. That's why I'm there. But they don't want me to talk with them. So I just be myself and go around and am pleasant. And they come up of their own accord. Like one boy, he says, "You get my bedroom." The other boy wanted me to have his bedroom, but they said, "No, you get my bedroom." I said, "Thank you." And so he gave me his bed. Now, where he slept, I have no idea, you know. And what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what they're doing, I have no idea. And then we're sitting at the table, and then the kids are having a pre-dinner snack, you know. Crackers and cheese and meat and salami and, oh, yeah, it's enough for a full meal. You know, and they bring the pre-dinner snack out. And then they ask me what I want to drink and what I want to eat. And they want me to eat with them on the pre-dinner snack. But now, that's not too bad. But then I'm finished with that one. Then the next one comes in and they want me to have a pre-dinner snack with them. And this happens maybe with three of them, you know. And then everybody, and then Michaela, she thinks that I have to have special things, so she makes me
the cappuccino,
but not only the cappuccino, but with the word love spelled out in cinnamon on the top of the cappuccino. And she did that several times. And then she knows that I shouldn't be eating chocolate cake, but she knows how to bake the best chocolate cake in the world. And so when I'm there, she makes two or three of them, you know, and slips me a little piece, just one little piece, you know. But it's wonderful. But now, that is love. That is when you like yourself. That is when you can communicate. And that is when you feel at home. Now, I'm not trying to pat my back. Everybody else does that. I don't have to do that. I'm not trying to pat. All I'm saying is that I have a lot of fun just being me. And I have a lot of fun, even without being able to communicate, that is, without being able to speak the same language, to do all these things and get along just fine. And people just love it. And people love to hear me talk, even when they don't understand me, because they feel so much love in what I'm saying. And they feel so much joy in what I'm saying, and they feel so much excitement in what I'm saying. They don't have to understand. If they did, that'd be good too, but they don't have to understand. They just feel it. And that's what we all want to do. We all want to be Princess Diane. By her very presence, everyone felt royalty. Queen Elizabeth probably the same way. They haven't played her up that way. But you know, if Queen Elizabeth would have a little better press agent, we'd have a better idea of who she is. You know? Interesting, huh? Mm-hmm. So who's your press agent?
Yourself.
So go for it.
Thank you.
Have a nice one. And I see everyone loving you as much as I see everyone loving me, as much as I love everyone. Have a good day and know I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.